It's an effort to curb violence in Boston this summer. Later this morning, Boston Mayor Thomas Menino will unveil a multifaceted strategy that includes working with gang members and employing and engaging young people across the city this summer. For more on the plan, we're joined now by Mayor Menino. Good morning, Mayor, and thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. How are you doing?
Good, Mayor. Thank you very much. Let me ask you about this plan. What is it you're hoping to do with this plan?
Well, springtime is a great time of planning, execution, and that's what we hope to do. Plan and execute in the May and also execute in the July and August. And what we're doing is putting additional detectives on in the neighborhoods, being visible. Also, we're having more community crime watches created in the city of Boston, working with the individuals coming out of incarceration to make sure that they have a place to go. Reentry is a very important part of this. Also, our efforts to put young people to work this summer. Our goal is 10,000 summer jobs. We have 50 new companies who participate in our summer job program. But it's visibility. The things we do now prevent violence in July and August.
One of the ideas in the plan is to use $227,000 in federal money to hire 5 so-called violence interrupters, workers in Mattapan. What will those 5 people do?
These 5 individuals are like street workers who will be out there trying. We identify who the problems are out there, go work with them and see if we get them into programs and maybe jobs or help them straighten out their lives. These 5 interceptors in Mattapan and several in Bowdoin, Geneva will be out there trying to work with these young people to make sure that they have a positive experience. We're not stopping at the age of 18. We're going up to the 19 and 20 also. We're enlarging our group of prospects that we want to work with, and that's what these interceptors will do with the grant we get from the federal government.
You mentioned a moment ago that you hope to find work for 10,000 teenagers in the city of Boston this summer, and you're in talks with, as we understand it, as the Globe reports, 50 local companies that have never participated in the summer jobs program. What's the reception been so far?
This summer it's been better than most. We've been very aggressive on our summer job program. We've sent them videos. We emailed them. We tweeted them. We've done everything we can, made personal phone calls to these companies, and we're working to create more jobs. Boston's probably the only city in the country that aims for 10,000 summer jobs. The kids you put to work this summer will have a positive influence on them and on the city of Boston. That's why it's so important that we have summer jobs in Boston. That's why we've been very aggressive on this matter. When you think about it, Bob, only 4 of the companies that employ 100 or more employees, only 14% participate in my summer job program. We want to increase that number.
Police also plan to install, as I understand it, 34 surveillance cameras in neighborhoods where there are crime hotspots. Does it feel a little Big Brother-ish to you?
No, it's a crime prevention method that we've been using for months in the city of Boston. We're just enlarging this program. If you look around the city, these cameras have helped us prevent crimes and also catch the perpetrator of crime. So it's part of our ongoing effort to make sure the streets of Boston are safe. And I think when you ask the residents of those neighborhoods, do you mind those cameras being there? No, could you do more? That's what we're doing. We're doing more because the residents are asking us to be proactive and not reactive to the situation.
Do you fear that violence would be on the uptick this summer if you were not able to put these programs into place?
Well, yeah, that's our biggest concern, Bob, is that if we don't have programs like this, when young people have nothing to do, they turn to other worlds, and violence is one of those worlds they turn to. So I'm trying to give these young people the opportunity of positive experiences, develop new relationships, also economic independence where they get a paycheck every day. And some of these kids don't have the opportunity. And, we're working with different groups, with the Dodgers have collaborated with Emil Foga and some other groups like that. They're making a real difference in the city of Boston.
Boston Mayor Thomas Menino, thanks a lot.
Thanks. Thank you much.